He had plenty of good timber in those days. He had plenty of cypress, big logs, you know. They go out in the woods and they throw some of those logs, they char them out. When they go out, they cut a piece in that he had to split, you know. You pick out a tree that would split good. And they throw those big trees, they were that hard, you know, great big cypress. And they cut them the length they wanted, 8 foot, 6 foot. Most of them was about 8 foot long. They make those long fence pews. And the pews was made, they were split, oh, they're about 10 inches wide at most. And they at least that inch and a half thick. And they cut that pew and they cut on the end like that and they leave a strip like that, you know what I mean? Just like that. Leave a strip that they put in that post. And the posts, they were made heavier than the pew that went to put the fence this way, you know what I mean? Into the post. They split those posts about 2.5 inches thick. That's the main post that would hold the fence. And then they laid that off in that post and they picked that post and they'd
had a hole in it, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna show you how to do that. But then they had a hole. Got a damn mosquito in there. They cut a hole in there. See, they cut holes in there.
Yes.
I made two holes, but I didn't have to make two holes. I made one opposite to one another like this.
Yes.
One opposite and one another over here like that. So the fuse would come in here, this and the other come in between, another one up in here.
Uh-huh.
You understand what I'm talking about? That's the way the post is. And when they go in like that, this and the other, they're known to stop for this. The hole couldn't pass in between them. It's all fixed. You could take that fence down anywhere and go through with a gate with a wagon. You understand the post was this way, and the fuse went in this way.
Yes.
One over here and one on this side, one over here and one on this side, until he got to the top. And they made the fence was five few high. As high as my head. The horse couldn't go over the top of it, couldn't jump over it. That's the main big fence, all the way around. So it took a lot of time to do all that, you know. There were no nails in it at all. All them posts was made, trimmed off at the bottom so they set in there, and the holes were dug with a shovel, and they all set in there, holes so they'd be straight, you know, to put a line on there, you know, so they all would be straight, they'd block them off, you know, and they'd block up underneath of it until it's the right height, you know, then they'd pound the ground all the way around and hold them straight. They'd stick them in the ground about 2 foot deep and put it. All set up.
That was a few things?
Oh, just put it. Just put it, you see that. And the first pew they put in there, the ground there, they cleared the ground just about high enough that a small pig couldn't pass under it. You know what I mean? Close to the ground. The first pew, smaller, closer than that to the ground. Yes, so it didn't touch the ground, the first pew. And all the others had about 4 inches of space in between, one like this way.
What'd you call that kind of fence?
That was regular. I don't know what you may call it, that fence, but I mean it's it was a modest fence, in other words. A modest fence, but, you know.
Did you ever see the kind that went like that?
Huh?
They put one rail, they put a kind of wood, one piece over another like that. Put them together.
You see the way this here shows in that?
Yes, sir.
You see you had one pew that went this way?
Yes, sir.
Well, there it is.
I see.
All right. And then the hole was wide enough for when the end of this pew that was be up in here.
I see what you mean. I know what you mean.
And then the other one over here would be 4 inches up above here. Uh-huh. It might have been a full part that hole. One on this side and one on that side. Because the pew would be right next to one another. I got them separate, but they're both.
The
pew that would come up in there, they might have damn near in line, you know?
Uh-huh.